This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. We truly appreciate you. It has been go, go, go. Things have been crazy busy here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, especially Miller Disposal's local trash service. Luke and Tom are playing Maury Miller youth football. I'm helping coach their team. This includes a couple practices a week and then a game on Saturday mornings. Drew is playing junior high football, practice every day, games on Tuesday. So Janelle and I are, like usual, getting pulled in multiple different directions. Janelle is doing an awesome job with our real estate portfolio and managing that and doing all the other great things that she does. It's just been busy, busy, busy. Go, go, go. And then this weekend, I'm recording this on a Friday. This weekend is our annual Maury Miller Athletic Foundation Banquet, where we raise money to help support and sustain Winona area youth athletics. So we are very excited about that. And we are pumped, super pumped, to welcome Minnesota Vikings legend Jared Allen as our guest speaker at the Maury Miller Athletic Foundation Banquet this year. And then we will also have Mike Max, Minnesota's very own Mike Max. Mike does a great job for us at the banquet, interviewing these athletes that we bring in. So very appreciative of both Jared Allen and Mike Max. So thank you to both of them in advance as I record this. And talk about excitement. I am really excited for this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast with Emily Casilius. Emily is the principal at Goodview Elementary School, and this really all stemmed from a visit that I did at Goodview Elementary School in the spring, and I was so impressed with the overall culture and the incredible positive and upbeat atmosphere at the school. So I asked Emily to come in for an interview to share a little bit about how she is making things happen in her role as principal at Goodview Elementary School. In fact, we are so impressed with all of the great things that are happening at Goodview Elementary School that during the month of September, Miller Scrap and Disposal is partnering with the Goodview Elementary School PTA for our community give back program. We will be making a donation to the PTA for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service during the month of September. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call us here at the office 507-452-2067, and you can get all signed up. But you know what? We're going to jump right into this awesome interview with Emily right now. But before we do that, I just want to apologize in advance for the poor sound quality of my microphone during the interview. I did a sound check with Emily and her microphone, and she, of course, sounds awesome. But I did not do a sound check on my microphone. Hey, a rookie mistake. My apologies. And you can tell during the interview. Today, I would like to welcome Emily Casilius to Miller Scrap and Disposal Studio for this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. I asked Emily to come in today, and really, Emily, I want to know how you're making things happen at Goodview Elementary School, but before we jump into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I really appreciated you taking the time to come to Goodview. So I'm from Winona. I grew up here, went to Winona State for college, which was great. I had a great experience. Taught in the cities for a couple years after my husband John and I got married. So after we had our first baby, we wanted to be back in Winona by family. So he got a job at the high school teaching Phi Ed and Health, head football coach. I got hired to teach at Goodview, actually, and taught there for 2 years and then made my way to WK, where I taught for 11 years before moving into this position. But we have two kids. Brian is going to be a sophomore at Winona State, which I can't believe. He's playing football there, going into elementary education. My daughter will be a senior this year in high school, which is also really hard to believe that my baby's going to be a senior. But we love being in Winona. Windhawks are definitely kind of who we are, and so much of our being is just supporting football and Windhawks in general.
How long have you been in education for?
So this is going to be my 20th year in Winona Area Public Schools. And prior to that, I taught 3 years up in the city's area before we came back. So this will be my 23rd year in education.
Okay. What drove you to pursue a profession in education?
I loved school. I always loved school. Since my first day of kindergarten, I had just the best experiences. So I knew graduating high school, I wanted to be a teacher, elementary teacher. I didn't think I'd be a principal by any means at that time, but as I began teaching, I had kind of a different lens of education, and I had a couple principals, both Judy Davis and Jack Kaler, both planted that seed for me to look into the principalship. And when I was at a point where I was ready to go back to school, I decided to pursue the principalship. While I taught, I had a lot of different roles of leadership, if it was on different committees or even serving on different nonprofit boards in Winona. I was kind of led to that leadership in those pieces.
So Mr. Kaler, I remember Mr. Kaler was the principal at Madison Elementary School during my time after Mr. Nutt. So Mr. Nutt retired, and then Mr. Kaler came in and replaced him. So what did it mean for you to have mentors like that in your life, and what types, if you can remember, like what kind of tips or advice did they share with you?
Yeah, so I went to Madison too, and I loved Mr. Nutt.
The good old days, right?
The good old days, yes, and I loved Mr. Nutt. I have so many great memories of just Mr. Nutt being so personable and being on the playground with us, and when I look back, though, at the people, it's all about the relationships that I had with teachers or other staff members. I think about the relationships I had with just friends, and that's what I loved about education. And I think that's what I strive to do, too, is just build those really positive relationships with students, families, and staff members. I recently just ran into one of my favorite teachers from high school, Mr. Chick. He was my soccer coach. He did Student Council, National Honor Society, all the things. And I ran into him at a principal conference, actually. And him and I had a great conversation about how it was those relationships that he made with students that made him stand out. And that's what I strive for as well.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned you kind of took on some leadership roles, and that kind of encouraged you to pursue this role as a principal. What does it take to go from a teacher to becoming a principal? Mm-hmm. What does that path look like?
So in Minnesota, you have to have a master's degree and 33 additional credits in education leadership. So I have my undergrad from Winona State in elementary and early childhood education. Then I went back and got my master's in teaching and learning from St. Mary's University. And I did that right out of the gate, just to be the best teacher I could be. And then I went back to Winona State in their education leadership program and worked on my additional 33 credits to get my principal license in Minnesota.
Okay, and then how did the position become open at Goodview School?
I was teaching third grade at WK, actually, and it was very end of August that a current principal had left, moved up to the cities. That opened up, and it was a Goodview Elementary combined with a Title I coordinator position. I thought that would be great. I heard great things about Goodview. I knew the staff was great. I was looking forward to kind of change my career path a little bit. After interviewing, the superintendent at the time called me and said, "Hey, I want you at Goodview and at the ALC." And I remember being a little hesitant, like, you know, I don't really know much about high schools or high school systems. And it was my daughter and my dad, actually, who both were like, "Oh, my gosh, you have to do it. Like, you love people." And that's what the ALC needs. So I spent 3 years as the principal at both Goodview and the Winona Area Learning Center. So I was 0.5 position in both of those schools for 3 years. And then really both schools deserved a full-time present principal. They deserved, the staff, the students deserved, and I'm really glad the school district saw that and supported that. So I was able to be full-time at Goodview, and now Jolene Danka is doing a great job at the ALC as their principal there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a strong believer in everything happens for a reason, and I'm not, I don't see this very often. I've had the opportunity to visit several schools across the region in my role as a state senator, and something is just different at Goodview Elementary School. And when I say different, I mean in a great way. The teachers are super engaging with the students. There are smiles all over the place. It's a very upbeat and positive environment. What makes Goodview Elementary School different?
Definitely the staff. We haven't had much staff turnover in several years. So the staff that are there have been there for a while. They're dedicated and they're committed, and they love the school and they love the students. We talk a lot about we want every student, every family, and every staff member to feel welcomed and valued and heard in our building. We talk about that. We're intentional about our planning in that. We survey families, we survey students and staff, so we're constantly getting feedback on what do people need, what's working well. And we take that those surveys and that feedback to heart, and we have really good conversations. Just yesterday, our building instructional leadership team met with the other elementary school teams, too, and we had some really great conversations about culture and climate being a focus, in addition to student achievement. But we know that a positive culture and climate is going to lead to students wanting to be there and students being able to learn.
So what I noticed when I was there and visiting, it was one of the best tours I've had as a state senator of a school. And not only is there that positive culture, but there's such a positive and upbeat and inviting vibe. And it seems like your staff is working together with your administration and with your teachers. And it just seems like everybody's on the same page. And the smiles that I saw on the kids' faces was just priceless. And the teachers were so engaged with the students. Now, I highly doubt it was just because I was there. I didn't get that feeling. I get that feeling that it's like that all the time at Goodview Elementary School. And you're doing some pretty cool things when it comes to reading mm-hmm. and math. Can you tell us about some of those programs on how you're engaging the students and helping them get to that next level?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of my role is also, I'm our district's multi-tier systems of support coordinator, so MTSS.
That's a mouthful.
and what that really just means is making sure we have systems in place so that students get what they need to support, so every kid is learning. And so Goodview is an open concept school, as you saw, which is really cool. I think that helps add to some of the things we can do. But I've heard, as soon as I went into Goodview, I heard some different things like, okay, we need consistent language, we need consistent behavior expectations, we need to have a system in place so when students aren't learning, what can we do to get them the help they need? So we worked to make sure those systems were in place. And that makes such a difference. I think the staff knows what to expect. The students know what to expect. And that all makes such an incredible difference. We built in some, we call them tier one and tier two time. So tier one is just simply the time where kids get core instruction in reading and math at their grade level. So every kid is exposed and has time with grade level standards. And for students who might need more time to master those standards, we've built in a tier two time. So it's a time every day where teachers can decide what kids need. And because of our open environment, we can share students. So a student might go up to another grade level for enrichment, or they might go to another teacher for a lesson again, or more time on a skill or practice. So that system and that schedule has really allowed us to make sure every kid gets what they need every day.
I absolutely love it. I think it's awesome. One of my priorities is helping kids be the best that they can be. And one of the ways you help them be the best that they can be as you give them the instruction that they need. Of course, you got to push them a little bit and encourage them to continue to improve. But at the same time, it's hard to improve if you're already falling behind. And it seems like you're getting the kids the extra help that need the extra help. And those kids that want to excel, they have the opportunity to excel. So I absolutely love seeing it and love hearing about all those great things you're doing for the students. The school year is about to kick off. What are some goals that you have for the upcoming school year?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited for the upcoming school year. This year, I've worked really closely with the other two elementary principals in Winona to really align our three schools. So we're kind of on the same page of making sure kids are getting the right things in the right way in a positive culture and climate. So we have three goals that we're working on: guaranteed and viable curriculum, guaranteed and viable instruction, and creating positive and culture climates. In the past, we've kind of done some of that work in siloed schools, but this year we're trying to be super intentional to bring our three schools together to make sure that kids are getting the same experience and the same great instruction and support that they need. In my role as an MTSS coordinator, I'm helping all principals work on those systems of support so kids are getting the extra help or the enrichment that they need. Working really closely with our instructional coaches, that's a position we've added in the past couple years to make sure that we have supports for our staff too. And we have an incredible team of instructional coaches that support teachers in all of our buildings throughout the district. Specifically at Goodview, we're really focusing, again, on reading. That's a high priority for us. This summer, we had a huge group of teachers go through some required training. That's part of the READ Act. I went through it myself. I went through the training to become a facilitator for our district, so I'll be able to help support in that training. And I'm really, really excited about it. I know it truly, it's really, really good stuff. And I know there's been questions like, oh, don't teachers already know how to teach kids how to read? And of course they do, right? But as we have new research and we have new evidence-based practices available to us, we want to make sure that every teacher is getting the best and the latest research and evidence-based practices in all of the classrooms across our district. And that will happen through the training that we've been doing. So I think district-wide, we had like 85 teachers participate this summer, which is huge to think of the teachers that took that time over the summer to better themselves for their students, which is awesome.
That is awesome. That's incredible to hear.
Yeah.
And especially with technology changing too, there's so many different ways for kids to have that opportunity to learn. So it's always good to, of course, you want to teach the kids to read and continue to get better. But in order to do that, staff and educators also need to continue to get better. And that's what the READ Act is all about.
Right.
And it's so cool that even yourself, you're going through it. So you're right there with those educators. Which is awesome.
And I think that's, as a leader, I think that's... I would never expect them to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. And I think that's important in everything that I do as a leader. And it was great. I'm glad I went through it. And I could also support. I knew what the teachers are going through and what they're learning. And we'll be able to align and tie that into the work that we're doing. So it's good.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. That is cool. I'm sure the teachers really appreciate it. So we here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, we've been in the community for over 100 years. And we get a lot of donation request.
Yeah.
And I just got a letter in the mail not too long ago from the Goodview PTA, and I had to write this down just to make sure I get it right, about the upcoming annual Hawk Walk fundraiser. Can you tell us about the annual Hawk Walk fundraiser at Goodview School?
Yes. This is our PTA's biggest fundraiser, and our PTAs are so important. I mean, they provide our teachers and our students with things and experiences that we might not otherwise be able to provide our students. We rely heavily on our PTAs and so appreciative of the work and energy they put into kind of the extras and things for our students. So the Hawk Walk is a super fun day. We'll gather together, and the perimeter of Goodview's property has a walking path on it. So we all go out together and walk. Our early childhood classes are included in that as well. Parents are invited. We invite our community members. We involve Goodview Police, Goodview Fire. They come and they bring all their fun vehicles and fire trucks, and kids get to check those out, which is awesome. And they kind of lead our walk. And we invite Herky, of course. Herky, well,
you got to have Herky there.
Herky,
right?
Will be there, of course. And so the weeks prior to that event, students will be out asking for donations and pledges from neighbors and family members and friends. And then we do get a great support from our community. That evening, there will have an event at school. So there'll be different prizes and silent auction and just another fun celebration as part of that fundraiser day.
Well, that sounds so awesome. So yeah. Folks that are listening, take a look and keep an eye out for the annual Hawk Walk fundraiser. Another way that we like to support the community here at Miller Scrap and Disposal is through our new local trash service, Miller Disposal. We have a community give back program. And what we're going to do for the month of September is we are going to make a donation to Goodview Elementary School for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service. So that can be used for the annual Hawk Walk fundraiser or anything else that Goodview Elementary School needs that for. So we're happy to support you guys there. And Emily, I just want to say that Goodview Elementary School and really the entire Winona community and Winona Area Public Schools, we are so fortunate to have you here in Winona, back in your hometown where you're born and raised, and now you are playing a huge role, a major role in helping educate our future leaders here, not only in Winona, but across the state and across the country, and in some ways probably across the world. So I just want to say thank you for all that you do, and just know that you are so much appreciated by so many people.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
Yep, and thank you for coming in and joining us today on the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast to highlight all the incredible things that are going on at Goodview Elementary School.
Yeah, thank you.
Is she awesome or what? We are so fortunate to have Emily in our community. She and her team are doing amazing things for the students at Goodview Elementary School. And once again, you can help support the Goodview Elementary School PTA by signing up for Miller Disposal's local trash service for your home or business during the month of September. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call 507-452-2067. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. If you like what you hear, please give us a like, leave a review, tell others about it, and subscribe so you know when the next episode is available. Feel free to get in touch with me by sending an email to scrapguysolutions@gmail.com, or you can always check out our website, scrapguysolutions.com. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out.
4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise, can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time.